And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's March the 19th, 2011. It's the birthday of the novelist Philip Roth, born in Newark, 1933, who said, "From age 12, when I entered high school, to age 16, when I graduated, I was by and large a good, responsible, well-behaved boy. The best of adolescence was the intense male friendships, not only because of the cozy feelings of camaraderie they offered boys coming unstuck from their close-knit families, but because of the opportunity they provided for uncensored talk. These marathon conversations, characterized often by raucous discussions of hoped-for sexual adventure and by all sorts of anarchic joking, were typically conducted, however, in the confines of a parked car, 2, 3, 4, 5 of us in a single steel enclosure, just about the size and shape of a prison cell, and similarly set apart from ordinary human society." Philip Roth turned 78 today, and since he turned 60, he's been incredibly productive, publishing 10 novels, the last 4 all short, and he's gathered them together as a group, which he called Nemesis, a quartet. The first one, Everyman, came out in 2006, about a man facing death who doesn't believe in God, in which he wrote, "Old age isn't a battle, old age is a massacre." The main character is 71, been married and divorced 3 times, leaving behind 2 sons who hate him because he abandoned their mother, and a daughter who loves him. He's a talented painter who pursued a career in advertising instead, and at the end of his life, jealous of his older brother's good health, he stops communicating with him, spends his last few years in a retirement home teaching painting to elderly people. After Everyman was Indignation, the story of Marcus Messner, who goes to college in Ohio to get away from his family. It's during the Korean War, and Marcus Messner joined the ROTC, assuming he'd graduate at the top of his class and be put in some sort of intelligence work. But he refuses to attend chapel at college, and he's kicked out of school, and so he's assigned to regular combat duty in Korea, and he is killed. In 2009, Roth published The Humbling, only 140 pages, the story of a famous stage actor in his mid-60s who suddenly finds that his talent is gone. And the most recent book, the last in the quartet, Nemesis, the story of a 23-year-old named Bucky Cantor, the summer director of a playground in Newark when a polio epidemic hits the town. Here's a poem for today by June Bysshe, "To a Young Son." Today I passed your room, and you were slowly, quietly combing your hair. It was a pleasant, calm moment. I felt the silence of the room and could almost hear you growing. You combed without a mirror, your eyes distant and pale, your head slowly nodding like the head of a stroked animal. Xerxes the king sent out a spy who returned to camp, astonished to say that the Spartans were all stripped to the waist, their bodies gleaming in the Aegean sun, and they were all carefully combing their hair. The king was afraid then. The Spartans were preparing to die. I turned slowly from your doorway and returned to the linen closet, where I will fold this memory in my heart, among everything that is clean and fresh and white." To a Young Son, a poem by June Bysshe from her collection Fatherless Woman, published by Cape Cod Literary Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at @PoetryFound. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.